Refugees in South Sudan face more horrors as bombs fall on their camps. A new partnership will bring the gospel to thousands in Japan. And a groundbreaking conference unites Venezuelan church leaders. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The United States condemned Thursday's bombing of a refugee camp by the Sudanese armed forces in Yida, South Sudan. Ken Isaacs is with Samaritan's Purse. He spoke to us from the camp via satellite phone.
The government of Sudan is the only one with high-altitude aircraft like that in this part of the world. It has been a pattern of the government of Sudan throughout the war with South Sudan to bomb areas during food distribution.
It was the fourth camp with Christian ties to be bombed in a week. But is it persecution? The violence is more likely over resources than religious side.
Clearly, the government of Sudan uses religion to brutalize people and to motivate their fighters to launch attacks.
There are gospel opportunities. However,
pray for Samaritan's Purse staff. We're the only organization that's working here now. All of the UN people pulled out. The other agencies left. 10 of our staff are still here.
Elsewhere, sharp election disputes have launched Liberia inches away from another civil war. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf beat opponent Winston Tubman in a runoff election last week, but the turnout for the vote was minuscule. The low response was due in part to a boycott called by Tubman, who claimed Johnson Sirleaf committed fraud during the first election. Rumors of war have concerned evangelist Sammy Tippett, who has several ministries there.
There have been a number of groups in there, including us, who are in it and really trying to help rebuild the country, and it's been going very well. However, if war breaks out, it's like everything that's been done would just be destroyed.
More than that, outreach is on hold as people fearfully remain inside. They're staying in since everybody knows
if they escalate into another war, it could be absolutely devastating to the country. And so Christians there have said, please pray for peace.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Japan is one of the least reached of all nations with the gospel, but ever since a tsunami hit in March, says Asian Access President Joe Hanley.
We're seeing response rates to Christ like I've never seen in my lifetime. And so the need for people to go and help plant churches is significant.
Even before the tsunami, Asian Access knew that church planting would be vital in Japan, but they couldn't do it alone. They started looking for a partner 3 years ago. So just in time for a fresh wave of openness in Japanese hearts, they were able to officially partner with SIM.
SIM has been around for many years, a very stable organization, and they had the economy of scale to come alongside of us and help us do the very things we were looking for.
What's their goal?
To establish a church planting network that would plant 1,000 churches across Japan.
Pray for this new goal. You can help through our website. And there's a saying that goes, make hay while the sun shines. It means taking advantage of a circumstance while you can. That's exactly what Global Advance did with their recent Frontline Shepherds Conference in Venezuela.
Over 580 senior pastors and about 1,700 other pastoral leaders, church leaders, came together for the first ever conference. They came from 12 states, and it was our very first Frontline Shepherds Conference. The response was absolutely overwhelming.
Although there are increasing hostilities against Christians, God is working. Shibley says their enthusiasm as a missions force was inspirational.
Over 1,000 leaders committed to go into cross-cultural missions, and 600 of those who attended committed to plant at least one new church within the next 12 months.
A matching grant through the end of the year doubles the resources Global Advance can share. We have details and links online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Have you ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? Well, we've got a book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.